bed. So I'm thinking, okay, I've got four more sermons ready to go. What do you want me to talk? And the Lord wants me to keep on the theme of the week. What is the theme of the week? How many of you remember what we talked about yesterday? Meditation. I'm not going to talk about meditation today. It's going to be next Tuesday. But I'm going to talk something on the very same area. Here's my question for you. If you met a Muslim person, or you met a happy pagan. Happy pagan. What is a happy pagan? A fellow that goes to church twice a year. Call themselves Christian, but they go only on Christmas and on Easter. So they're happy pagans. And if you met somebody that is a happy pagan, and you want to make a case about reading the Bible, and the person asks you, name five advantages in my life that I would have. Got enough TV time and reading my Bible. I want to hear you. Prosperity is one. Healing, favor. Joy.
Wisdom.
Now back it off with a scripture. The joy of the Lord is my strength. There you go. We're getting somewhere here now. Have you brought your Bibles? How many of you have ever read the whole book of Proverbs? Good. I've got three pages here that I try to cut down as much as I can. Only on the book of Proverbs. I'm going to show you today the benefits of studying God's word. Are you with me? God has been hammering. You got your Bibles, right? God has been hammering for the last few days the idea of speaking the word, praying the word, meditating in the word, and today we're going to be studying the word. Is there an advantage of speaking the word? Absolutely. God will never do something without speaking it first. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
He said, let there be light.
There was light.
Here's a dead boy coming in a coffin. His mother is a widow, an old woman, nobody to take care of her. The young man died. Jesus looked at him and had pity on her. And Jesus said, young man, arise. And the boy jumped off from the coffin. Meaning, both the father and the son will not do anything until they speak. Or they speak everything that they do. Meaning now that when you and I start speaking the word, God got something to work with because it's his word. We spoke, God in first, it comes to pass. So we speak the word. Then when we meditate the word, it is engraved in our brains and become part of us, just like food become parts of you. And you're going to start thinking like God, acting like God. Now, when you study the word, why do I need to study the word? You keep picking on us to study the word. Because we have a tendency to forget the word of God. If we would remember all this stuff that we read in the word of God, I guarantee you our lives would be 100% better. So I took a few verses in Proverbs to prove to you that just Proverbs, the benefits that there is in studying God's word. Let's start with Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Watch this. New King James tells us this. My son, do not forget my law. Which means people can forget, but let your heart keep my commands. Why? Well, now, let's go to the New Living Translation. Watch this. My child. In other words, God is trying to teach you through the word. And he's asking us not to forget what he's teaching us through the word, because there is some good in it. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, guess what? So when you and I take time to read the Bible, to memorize the Bible, to store the Bible in ourselves, life will be satisfying. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Now listen to the Backslider translation. Watch this. You like that? Good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. Take to heart my commands. Why? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Huh? When we are holding to the word of God, and I like the Message Bible here because it says, my friend, good friend, God's calling us, good friend, don't forget all I've taught you. You're not going to be taught by God unless you're reading the scriptures. Take to heart my commands. Listening to what the preacher is saying is good. Take to heart is better. Did you hear what I said? Why? Because when they do that, they will help you live a long, long time. A long life lived full and well. So what is the secret to live a full life? Study the word of God. Now listen to verse 2. It gets crazy. Verse 3, I'm sorry. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck. Carve their initials on your heart. Now listen to verse 4. Earn a reputation how? When I observe the word of God, I'm going to live long. And when I live well, I'm going to obtain or earn a reputation that pleases God. So what you're saying here, preacher, what the Bible is saying here, that you and I should not forget the teachings of God. Huh? We should not forget the teachings of God. So the first benefit of observing or studying the Word of God, it will help you to live long and well. Second benefit of observing the Word of God, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Watch this. Your King James says it well, but I like the others. Watch this. My son, give attention, incline your ear. He's asking us to pay attention to the word. Isn't that right? And incline your ear. Listen to my sayings. God got a lot to say. Is he with me here? God got a lot to say, so you better be paying attention. Why? Verse 21. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Problem today is that our eyes is on the TV. Verse 22. For they are. You want to be healed from a disease that keep nagging you, coming back? Stick your eyes to the Bible, not to the TV. By spending time reading and studying the Word of God, it says that they are life to those who find them and a health to all their flesh. Now listen to the New Living Translation. For they bring to those who find them, and what else? You mean to say that studying the Word of God can heal my body? Yes! That's what the book is saying here, isn't that? Studying the Word of God will bring life. We already saw in the beginning that you're going to live a long, long, long life, right? He again says it will bring life to those who find them. And the best of all, it will heal their body. So I'm going to let you in a secret right now. Every time that a sickness is nagging me, I start to speak in the Word of God. I don't have to read it. I will speak what is inside my head, what is inside my heart, and I'm going to start to speak in the Word. Back off, you idiot. God's Word says, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And then I'm going to start bombarding. He gets frustrated and he gets away. You know, you want to get the devil frustrated with you? Bombard him with the Bible. What? What are you talking about? Well, he came tempting Jesus. And that punk low life had the guts to twist the scriptures. Jesus gave him a piece of his mind by quoting the scripture back and correcting him. He goes a second time, Jesus did the same thing. He goes a third time, Jesus did the same thing. The Bible says he got frustrated and he left. You want to frustrate the devil? Quote the Word of God. Because people who find them, you know, will get healing to their whole body. You want to say something else? Let's go to Proverbs 7, chapter 2. You know, let's start on the New Living Translation. Proverbs 7, watch this. New Living Translation. Obey my commands and
live.
Wow. So when I obey the commands of God, I will live. Isn't that right? Guard my instruction as you guard your own eyes. Give me the next scripture, verse 3. Tie them on your fingers as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. How do I do that? Studying the Word of God. Now, when you go to 7:2 and the Message Bible is a little messed up, but I still want to show you. Can you give me 7:2 again on the Message? Do what I say and? Wow. Maybe you should tell your neighbor, you want to live well, do what God says. He goes on and says, my teaching is? Is that good enough? God himself says that his teachings is as precious as your eyesight. Now, how many of you here want to be blind? Nobody wants to be blind, right? So let's guard the Word of God as we guard our eyesight. Now, let's go a little bit further here. I'm going to speed up here. Let's go now to Proverbs 8:32 on the New Living Translation. 8:32 and 33 on the New Living Translation. And so, my children, listen to me. That's what Sister Rhea was just talking about. Listen to my instruction. Isn't that something else? God is pleading with us, do not ignore my word. Now, when you go back to verse 22, on the Message Bible, it's a little messed up, but I want you to see it. Watch this. God sovereignly made me. Let's read it again. God sovereignly made me the first, the basic, before he did anything else. Now listen to verse 23. It's a little messed up, but I like it. I was brought into being a long time ago, well before earth got its start. What is he talking about? He's talking about wisdom. He's talking about wisdom. When you and I devote time studying the Word of God, wisdom will kick in. And wisdom will help us to live long and well. Let's go to Proverbs 10:14, New Living Translation. Proverbs 10:14. Another advantage of studying the Word of God. Wise people treasure knowledge. Didn't Jesus said, how shall a young man keep his way pure? You remember that? Psalm 119. By observing your word. When we study the word of God, we treasure knowledge. Watch the backslider translation. Brother, give me the backslider translation here. The wise accumulate knowledge, a true treasure. Know it. All talk too much. Let's read it again. The wise accumulate knowledge, a true treasure. Know it all, talk too much. We're going to be holding fast to the word of God. Why would I do that, preacher? Very simple. Give them 10:29, brother. Why would you like to do, why would you do that? Listen to this. The way of the Lord is
stronghold.
Ouch. I'm going to study the word of God, because if I got to have a stronghold in my life, that's going to be God. If I got to have a stronghold in my life, that's going to be the ways of God. Nothing outside that. Now, if you go to the New King James, they put it very well. Watch this. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but it is also destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. Studying the word of God will be strength for you and I. Let's go to Proverbs 13:13. He who despises the word of God, but he who fears the commandment
will be rewarded.
Did anybody hear what he just said here? When we despise the word of God, it's like getting into trouble. But when we fear the commandments of God, there is rewards in obeying the word of God. Now, you want to see how nice it gets? Give me the New Living Translation, Brother Harry. Watch this. People who despise advice, those who respect a command. Now listen to the backslider translation. That gets even better. The instruction of the wise, those who accept it. Isn't that something? Do you have the backslide translation on that one? The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life. So, no more drinking. Isn't that something? So, how do I do that? Study the word of God. You know, let me tell you something now, flat out. Your flesh will fight you to the bone when you make that decision. I'm going to read my Bible for 1 hour. You're going to have headache. Your eye is going to hurt. That phone is going to be ring off the hook. An ant will come and bite you on your leg. And yeah, that's right. Then you will remember that you have 1,000 things to do. Everything will come to get you away from the word of God. Why? Because the flesh, profit, nothing. You know, when you go to John 6:63, Jesus explained that very, very, very powerfully. On the moment that you make a decision to spend an hour in the Word of God, you know, it's something that the devil will fight to the very last moment. And you have to stick to your guns. Give him the new King James. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh useless flesh. The words that I speak to you, when you dive into the word, I didn't want to go anywhere else, I want to stick to Proverbs, but just showing you here. When you dive into the word, your flesh will fight to the teeth because the flesh profits nothing. Yeah. They want to see the Message Bible on this one here. Let's go. Let's see what this says. The spirit can make life. Share muscle and willpower don't make anything happen. Every word I've spoken to you is a spirit word. And so, it's life-making. What you're saying, preacher? Stick with the word. Stick with the word. Say amen.
Amen.
Stick with the word. Can you put back there Proverbs 13:14 this time? I had 13:13. I want 13:14 now. Watch this. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. To turn away from it. Let's jump now to Proverbs 19:20. Have you ever heard the expression, he's an old fool? Have you heard that? The reason that person is an old fool is because he forgot to practice this. Listen to counsel and receive instruction. Why? When you and I are studying the Word of God, as we become more mature, I don't want to say old, trees get old. So as we become mature, wisdom will be within our lips. Because the Word of God will teach us how to be wise. I didn't check this one on the New Living Translation. Can you give me? Get all the advice and instruction you can. So you will be wise. Now, let's see the backslide of translation. By this, I think it's going to be good. Take good counsel and accept correction. That's the way to live wisely. What you mean by that? Let's stick with the word. Well, preacher, I think I know better than this. I went to college. I have a doctor's degree. So I know how to handle my life. Really? Well, let's go then to Proverbs 19:21. Let me give you what the Bible says. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to college. Go to college. Become a bachelor, a master, a doctor, then have a PhD. But listen to this. There are many plans in a man's heart, isn't that right? Nevertheless. So this is why it's wise to know the Word of God, because the Word of God will stand. It's just like somebody now, a man trying to marry another man and try to find a way that you're not going to get AIDS. You must be crazy. You can have all the wisdom you want, but what God says stands. End of story. You can beat around the bush, you can go around everything else, but what God says, that's what's going to stand. Now, I want to see this thing on the Message Bible. I'm kind of curious now. We humans keep brainstorming options and plans. Touch somebody and say, God's purpose will always prevail. No matter how much you brainstorm. Isn't that great? Let's continue. Let's go to Proverbs 22, verse 17 and 18. Another advantage of reading the scripture. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge, word of God. For it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. Why? Let them all be fixed upon your lips. Now, give me the New Living Translation here, brother. Watch this. Listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my instructions. For it is good to keep these sayings in your heart and always ready on your lip. Now, the Backslider translation has something really nice on that one. It's confusing to say the least, but I want to show it to you anyway. Listen carefully to my wisdom. Take to heart. Why? Do you want to get bold? Study the Word of God. Amen. And enjoy the sweetness of the Word of God. Let's go to Proverbs 28:5. Let's have the New King James over there. Evil men do not understand justice. But those who seek the Lord... This is why I don't believe that people that serve God is dumb. I'm so dumb. No, you're not. You're misguided. Those who seek the Lord understand all things. Well, but certain things I try and I can't do it because you're not familiarized with it. Plain and simple. Are you with me here? I want to close tonight by telling you I left this for last on purpose. The greatest disadvantage of you neglecting the Word of God is that your prayers will not be accepted before God. That's not in the Bible. Oh, yes, that is in the Bible. The greatest disadvantage of despising the Word of God. And now you understand why I'm so picky about the television. When you take time to watch TV and you can't cut that piece of garbage off to spend time in the Word of God, listen to this. Let's go to Proverbs 28, verse 9. And I will continue another time because the time is already gone. Would you care to read it with me? One who turns away his ear from hearing even his prayer. Do you understand why I'm so picky about the television and computer and whatnot? When the people decide to ignore the Bible because he is attached to a computer, to a television, to a cell phone, whatever garbage you are attached to, and you despise the Word of God, the Bible said that even the prayers made by that person is an abomination before God. Why? Because you're going to be praying nonsense. As I told you Sunday, somebody said, Pastor, can you pray for God to kill my husband? Are you nuts? He's your husband. You pray that prayer. Well, you're the pastor. You're the one who married him. You know, when the people don't know the Word of God, you're going to have the most absurd prayers that you can ever hear. Now watch this. Give him the New Living Translation here. Watch this. Ouch. Let's read it. God detests the prayer. I guess you never heard that before, huh? God detests the prayers of people who doesn't like to read the Bible. That should change everybody's way of handling the Bible tonight, huh? And on the back of the Backslider translation gets even more messed up. Watch this. God has no use for the prayers of the people who won't listen to him. Can I hear an amen? Amen. I don't want to go to another book. I want to stay in Proverbs. We, the men, are studying Proverbs. And I went through the book of Proverbs, and I thought, man, the church is missing so much stuff. So I did a bunch of things on Proverbs, on studying the Word, you know, just for the fun of it. If the Lord wants me to keep on this, I'm going to stay with this. We all want our prayers to be answered. Say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, we're going to change our heart. We're going to change our attitude towards the Bible. We're going to cut down TV time. And we're going to spend time reading the Word of God. So that we may be wise. So that we may live long and live well. Huh? So that our latter days will be good and prosperous. So that we will be filled with wisdom and understanding. So that God will delight Himself in our prayers. Will you bow your heads with me? Father God, thank you so much for your word. And Lord, on behalf of my congregation, I want to ask your forgiveness when we have neglected and despised your word. And we have spent time doing everything else but reading your word. And yet we expect our prayers to answer, and we get mad at you when we don't get the answers to our prayers. Forgive us, Lord. Set us free from Facebook. Set us free from MySpace. Set us free from the computer and television and social networking, where we spend so much time talking stupidity while your word lays neglected somewhere in the house. Father, give us a passion for your word. Give us a longing, a craving, a desire to be on your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord. We want to be students and doers of the word. Give us the craving, my Lord, to start your word. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I feel like for the next 4 or 5 weeks, bringing up, you know, treasures from Proverbs. To me, it was fun when I was gathering this thing today. Brother, when it came right before I finished, I told him, give me one more minute because I was wrapping up that one. And you know, it's so much there in the Word of God for us folks. So you may join the men. If you're a man, come in on Saturday morning. We are studying Proverbs right now. And there's some good and deep stuff.